From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Some big news on Wall Street today. Goldman Sachs reported that its profits doubled last quarter compared with a year ago. And banking is not the only industry on a tear right now. Tech stocks are at all-time highs. And we're going to focus now on one company that is reporting its financial results today. That would be Yahoo. Its stock price is up nearly 36% this year. So what is going on? Senior producer and reporter Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us to explain. And Jason, welcome.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
So, investors had high hopes with Yahoo since the arrival of the new CEO, Marissa Meyer, who joined from Google. What has she done that has changed this company?
Well, what she's done is really impressed the market. She's presided over a 75% rally since she took over last year. And one part of that is optimism in her plan to increase ad sales revenue. But that growth in stock value is and company value has really been driven mostly by the Asian assets of Yahoo. They've got huge stakes in Alibaba, and they sold off half of that stake, and that brought in $7.6 billion in revenue, giving her money to play with, to make a whole lot of investments to try to create a whole new Yahoo, to turn things around as they've been slipping against their rivals.
What is the whole new Yahoo that you're talking about? I mean, is it going to be a search engine, as it has been, or a social network, or something else?
Well, her plan, Meyer's plan, is to make it what she describes as a way to satisfy four daily habits: search, email, homepage, and mobile. She talks a lot about increasing personalization of the homepage as a way to attract advertisers. They can reach very specific interests and needs. She's also put a big focus on redesigning the company's suite of mobile apps. That includes the Yahoo Mail, Sportacular, their all-in-one Yahoo app. And we're also reporting today here at the Wall Street Journal that they're in talks to get their apps pre-installed on Apple's iPhone. Hmm. Now, we don't hear talk about them trying to create a parallel social network to Facebook, but just really to revamp, improve, and try to make Yahoo the home for people, especially people who are into their other products that they've purchased.
And Yahoo has been under Meyer trying to acquire not just the talent that's all around Silicon Valley, as many of Yahoo's rivals do, but also to try to acquire other companies.
That's right. They've actually snapped up 17 technology startups since she came on board from Google. And, the biggest one was Tumblr. That cost them $1.1 billion, and they're calling that a long-term bet on trying to bring a younger demographic to Yahoo. These deals also bring in a lot of engineering talent as well. Another thing that they're really working on is Flickr, by bringing that in and by, as she just says, making it awesome again. Again, trying to create these parallel products that will all become part of the suite of the new Yahoo.
And Jason, before we let you go, how is Yahoo doing compared with the other tech companies, which are also doing very well right now?
Well, it's been doing extraordinarily well. And at the top of the heap this year has been LinkedIn. It's up over 77%. But among big techs, Yahoo's been number two. It's up over 35%. Google's at 25%. Amazon over 19%. Facebook's down 7.5%. But again, these results are going to be coming out after the bell today, and investors are going to be watching to see, is Meyer delivering on this promise yet? She's asked for some time to accomplish it, but it's a tall order to get people to spend more time on Yahoo, and that's really her mission.
Jason Bellini, senior producer and reporter at The Wall Street Journal. And just ahead, does the welfare system in this country need a technological upgrade? Back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.